We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
The rolling GOP meltdown that began with the party's humiliating speaker vote keeps getting crazier. Two members of Congress, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, reportedly got into a shouting match in a bathroom. Serial liar George Santos is facing calls from his own party to resign. And just in time to cool things down, Donald Trump is reportedly getting ready to rejoin Facebook and Twitter.
Not since Gwyneth Paltrow's 2002 Academy Awards dress has a decision-making process so grueling produced a result as god-awful as my next guest, barely elected Speaker of the House, Kevin McFuckhead. Kevin, how's it going?
Well, I feel the first week has been very productive. First, we've got a very good rules package that empowers
okay,
all
men. Okay, let's cut the You've been handing out important committee assignments to election deniers, QAnon conspiracy theorists, pathological liars, and third-rate drag queens. Tell us, how else do you plan to drag this country down to the fiery pits of hell?
We should start every day. How can we be more efficient? How can we deliver a more effective to the American public? And how can we do it in a more secure way that we don't spend as much?
Please wrap it up.
Why would we sit back and be so arrogant to say, no, there's no waste in government?
Speaking of no waste, Donald Trump continues to influence much of your party. What is your response to those who say you're nothing more than a bootlicking, hypocritical, orange-nosed little puppet?
Well, first, let's just take a pause. Let's sit down together. Let's look at the places that we can change our behavior.
Welcome, monsieur. Sit yourself down and watch the wackest show in town. What an ordeal, some GOP, more like the Real Housewives of D.C. Thought his goose was cooked.
A speaker has not been elected.
Thought his dreams were tossed. This slimy, climby man-boy who damn near lost.
Let's just take a pause. I don't believe that's the case because...
Speaker of the House, cunning little chap. Cover is conservative and full of c***. Thirsty as a fish, quick to compromise. Only took the motherfucker 15 tries. No one at the office likes him. And he's never dressed too nice. His suits come off the rack at Marshall's and his gavel's Fisher Price.
Baby
Speaker of the House, doling out the bribes. Lost so much he's giving Susan Lucci vibes. Pissing off the left, paying off the right. Pushing an agenda of revenge and spite. Never will he lead this circus. Poor old power-hungry whore. Think they hated Nancy, can't see why they wouldn't hate you more.
They hate you more.
Look at how they spat.
Look at how they spat.
Listen to them
jeer.
I'll eat my MAGA hat if it lasts one year.
Speaker of the House, choosing every stop. Bloody after blow to finally get that job.
losing every bet, pushing all his luck, shamelessly indebted to his favorite truck, chucking any hopes of grandeur, suckering the working class, hurling out concessions, questions, will it bite him in the ass?
I will never give up.
Chaos in the house, imbecilic scum, Boebert doesn't even know what state she's from, Marjorie's a mess, Matt's a ticking bomb,
Santo says he's Ariana Grande's mom.
Everybody's lost their marbles,
everybody's
and they're gonna buy their nuts, by the nuts.
Never was a weaker, snazzy, status seeker, speaker like the sorry little pot. How long did he take to win it?
15 times.
Lowering the bar, creeping up the ranks, winning margins tighter than a pair of spanks. What divine humiliation. What a wretched little louse. What a louse in the house. Everybody lift a cheek.
Girl, I give you one more week.
Everybody lift a cheek to the speaker of the house.
I will never give up.
Shut up.
It's, what is it? It's a day of the week, and you know what that means. We have found out more lies about Republican Congressman George Santos every night for, like, the last week, right? I've been talking about New York Congressman George Santos.
George Santos is facing multiple investigations for lying about nearly every aspect of his life to make himself appear far more successful than he is, earning him the nickname Instagram.
But I'm not going to talk about George Santos tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about Anthony DeVolder. That guy should not be in Congress. And don't take my word for it. Just ask his former roommate, Gregory Maury Parker. Can you imagine being roommates with George Santos? Sorry, Gregory, I don't have my share of the rent yet. I needed to use that money to pay for my mom's third funeral. It just won't take. According to his former roomie, Santos had some problems with the truth.
He lied about his family having a home on, you know, on Nantucket and the Cape.
His mother was a housekeeper in Manhattan, and it just didn't seem feasible for him supposedly to come from all this generational wealth.
Okay, that makes sense. But what if the money came from his dad, the famous man from Nantucket? Maury Parker has always been suspicious of Santos, but started to doubt himself when Santos won his recent election.
But then I thought, well, maybe I was wrong, you know, after the election, because I'm sure the DCCC, you know, and the RNC would have, you know, investigated him, and at least his opponent would have done some op research.
That's a good point. All of this info was online. Did the DCCC lose Wi-Fi for an entire year and have to go analog? Huh, nothing about George Santos in the Britannica. Let's check the Farmer's Almanac. One of this Catholic politician's most famous lies so far is that he claimed he was Jewish, or as he tried to explain,
I'm Jew-ish.
Well, now his roommate tells us one of the reasons he claimed to be Jew-ish, it was to aid his sham charity.
He had a pet charity, Friends of Pets United. It was supposedly to help out with, you know, sick animals and things like that. He used Zabrowski for his Friends of Pets United, his GoFundMe. And he would say, oh, well, you know, the Jews will give more if you're a Jew.
So not only is he a liar, he's anti-Semitish. So what is this charity? Santos raised money for something called the Friends of Pets United, but no surprise, the IRS has no records of a charity with that name. Okay, but have they checked for Friends of Pets DeVolder? The particulars of what Santos did with this fake charity are pretty bad, but don't worry, they get worse.
Do you know how much you have to lie to be known as the lying congressman? Is lie all day. But when you ask them who is the liar, they're like, this guy.
Representative George Santos has allegedly stolen $3,000 in donations from a disabled homeless veteran's dying service dog. Santos allegedly used an alias to con the veteran and set up a GoFundMe page that would be deleted as soon as it hit its goal. And then Santos disappeared altogether.
Exactly. So you telling me this man didn't steal $3,000 from a dog? He didn't just steal from a service dog. He didn't just steal from a dying service dog. He stole from a disabled, homeless, veterans, dying service dog? Oh, my God! You evil and stupid.
He's been accused of stealing from a dog. He's literally a Scooby-Doo villain at this point, and he's in Congress.
When the veteran finally got a hold of Santos to schedule his dog surgery, Santos refused to give him any of the donations, saying he would take the money and use it for other dogs. Yes, other dogs like Max and Skipper and Rover DeVolder. When he heard this... Sure. When he heard this, even Kevin McCarthy said, that's it. George Santos has got to go sit on two House committees, small business and science. Well, those two make sense. I mean, Santos said he has a degree from the Bill Nye School at the Shark Tank Academy of Business Science. He even played for their volleyball team, the Fighting Barbara Cochrans.
Santos has admitted to lying about graduating college and to, quote, embellishing his work history.
There's a staggering amount of fantastical tales George Santos has told through the years, saying he caught a severe early case of COVID even though he was on TV 4 days later, or claiming to be a, quote, proud American Jew whose parents fled Hitler, even though he's actually Catholic and has no Jewish ancestors as far as we can tell from the records. He said he owned 13 different properties when he's never been a landlord.
This is the same George Santos who said he worked at Goldman Sachs, which was a lie, who said he worked at Citigroup, which he didn't, meaning that too was a lie. He's the same George Santos who lied about the high school he went to in New York and the college he said he graduated from. He said it was Baruch College and he got a degree in economics and finance. He didn't.
Two former Santos roommates told Patch several items went missing while they lived with Santos, including phones, expensive dress shirts, and checks from a checkbook. Also allegedly stolen by George, according to these two men, this Burberry scarf that George wore to a pro-Trump rally in Washington, D.C.
More questions are being raised about New York Congressman George Santos, including if that's even his real name.
The name game. We have found out more lies about Republican Congressman George Santos, also known as Anthony DeVolder, also known as Anthony Zabrowski, also known as George DeVolder. Now, that's too many names for one person, but just enough for one law firm.
Come on, everybody. I say now, let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name.
George Santos lied about so many things, we don't even know if his real name is George Santos.
Now, to be clear, Maury Parker never had any problems with George Santos because he never knew anybody named George Santos.
I've always known him as Anthony DeVolder. I've never known him as George Santos. I also knew him as Anthony Zabrowski.
This trickster is known by many names. The Norse call him Loki. In West Africa, he is a Nansi, the spider. To the Navajo, he is Coyote. And the ancient Mayans called him that lying asshat.
And then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can rhyme.
He's gone by a number of names, including George Santos, Anthony DeVolder, Anthony Zabrowski, LL Cool G, Supreme Court Justice George Bader Ginsburg, George Costantos, Melania, Malala, Madonna, and King George Batman Santos Clooney.
Today's new Santos lie is his fake glamorous life in New York City, as he told this podcast host.
I've been ostracized from every single possible social circle. I was a guy who used to go to the Met Gala. I'm not invited back.
Oh, honey, you're not invited back because you were never invited in the first place. Okay? Unless you're talking about the Mr. Met Gala. It's so glamorous. Last year's theme was baseball head.
He even lied about being a college volleyball star, which the chair of the Nassau County Republican Party revealed in a press conference last week, where he called on Santos to resign, causing the other Republican assembled behind him to laugh at how absurd it was.
Told me, I remember specifically, I'm into sports a little bit, that he was a star on the Baruch volleyball team and that they won the league championship. What can I tell you?
That's how ridiculous this scandal is. Even they can't help but laugh. And how can you not? Claiming you're a star volleyball player at Baruch College, no less? A public college in New York City, not exactly renowned for its volleyball program. It's a pretty incredible lie. Like, I don't even see how that lie is designed to help you. We need a candidate to run in the 3rd District. I got just the guy. Baruch College, volleyball star. Can't lose. Also, I'm pretty sure he played quarterback at Sarah Lawrence.
Today, we also learned about another Santos persona because, according to Associates, he used to be a drag queen in Brazil pageants. Wow. George Santos did something interesting. All his other lies are super boring, like I worked at a bank and my mother is a volleyball. Sources say that Santos performed under the drag name Kitara Ravash. Really? Kitara Ravash, that's what he went with? I would have gone with something fun like Anita Alibi or... or... Ivana Pawn Your Jewelry. But Kitara Ravash never made it to the big leagues. According to a fellow drag performer, he did not have what it takes to be a professional. George did not have the glamour for that. Oh, snap!
A drag queen who claims she performed with George Santos said that George did not have the glamour to be a professional. But she said another drag queen in Congress is absolutely slaying as the character Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Of course, George Santos denies all of this, and I can understand why. His party, the GOP, has declared war on drag queens all over the country over the last year. They don't care that Santos is a serial liar who steals money intended for dying dogs. But for Republicans, finding out he performed drag would be as bad as finding out that he officiated a wedding between the green M&M and a COVID vaccine. Last week, you'll recall that photos and videos emerged of Santos performing as a drag queen in Brazil. He denied it and called the claims outrageous and categorically false. Turns out the category of the false was true, as he told reporters this weekend.
Oh, that is not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Oh. Oh, George. No one's mad at you for having a life. They're mad at you for having, like, 5 lives. That's greedy. That wasn't the first time Santos acknowledged that he did drag. This weekend, internet sleuths found an old Wikipedia page from 2011 with the name Anthony DeVolder, a Santos alias, in which he confirmed that he participated in drag shows as a teenager living in Brazil. The Wikipedia bio also delves into some delicious new lies, with DeVolder falsely claiming to have started in a few TV shows and Disney Channel shows, such as the hit Hannah Montana. Okay. Scamming veterans and lying about your mom dying on 9/11 is one thing, but violating the sanctity of Hannah Montana?
What does this man have to do to get thrown out of Congress? He's a f***ing liar. Black people don't get believed when they actually tell the truth. Barack Obama was like, hey, I was born in America. And people were like, bullshit, where's your birth certificate? And this guy was like, I was a millionaire Jewish volleyball star. And y'all like, hell yeah, put him in Congress.
The whole thing has turned into a nightmarish circus for Republicans. Santos can't go anywhere in the Capitol without being swarmed by reporters who block his every move, ask him if he plans to resign, and every time he ducks into an elevator to avoid questions.
Why won't you answer our questions,
Congressman? You seem to be dodging questions about your finances and about your background.
Congressman, have you spoken to Speaker McCarthy? Congressman, what about committee assignments?
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Do you think you're qualified to serve in Congress? Are you going to give any statement anytime soon?
Yes, we're going to need a little bit of space here.
New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace. You will not resign.
Pardon me?
What is your response to New York Republicans?
Congressman, trying to get in the elevator. Excuse us.
Turn on the News is an exclusive interview with 4 different George Santos personalities.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be back on your show.
This is actually your first time here.
Not according to my IMDb. It says, I've been a guest 5 times.
I'm just in town to pick up my Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah, perform a couple nights at Madison Square Garden. Yes, I'll be singing all my hit songs, Piano Man, Hey, Jude, happy birthday.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Congressman, because I have some questions. A lot of people have called you out for lying about details in your life. And what do you have to say to that?
Well, you know, I don't consider the things I've said to be lies. They're what my great-grandfather, Winston Churchill, he would call them embellishments, you know. I embellish, and on my hot dog, I put relish. Mm.
You said on your resume that you worked for Goldman Sachs, and that is just not true.
No, all right, fine, all right. The truth is, I did not work for Goldman Sachs. Hmm. I am Goldman Sachs. Yes, I founded the company many years ago, but I changed my name to George Santos because who wants the last name Sachs? It stinks.
I am George Santos, Miss DeValder, if you're nasty. I graduated on a volleyball scholarship from Baruch Atah Adonai University. 4 years of Michigas. Yeah. And I am a proud representative from my district in Long Island, New Jersey.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, hang on. Madonna's calling me. Uh-huh. Hello? Yeah, like a virgin? I remember I was there. I was the virgin. Okay, love you. See you at home.
What about your education? Where did you actually go to school?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jimmy. I went to high school from Euphoria, you see. But they kicked me out after I broke up with Sidney Sweeney.
You also lied about being Jewish.
No. I never said I was Jewish. I said I was Jewish. Yeah. No, I did. That's what I said. No, the truth is I'm a part-time Jew. I am. Yes, in my spare time, I'm the Prime Minister of Israel. But I'm not only Jewish, I'm Irish, I'm Scott-ish, and I'm half fish.
Santos, you've been accused of some really atrocious things. You claimed your mother died in the September 11th attacks. Then you said she died a few years later, and then you said she died in 2016. What really happened?
Steven, how could you bring that up at a time like this? Can't you see I'm at my mother's funeral right now? Do you know how hard it is to lose someone when they've already died 3 times before?
How about the pyramid scheme in Florida you deny having any knowledge of? What do you say about
that? Whoa. Pyramid scheme is an offensive term, okay? My people actually built the pyramids when they were slaves.
Wait. Can you explain how you suddenly became a millionaire, especially after being linked to the nephew of a Russian oligarch?
Oh, okay, well, that's nothing. The only connection I have to Russia is that my great-granduncle was Rasputin, and my great-grandmother was the little bat in the movie.
From Anastasia?
Yeah. From Anastasia. Meg Ryan's in it, and Kirsten Dunst plays young Anastasia.
Wow. George, I have to ask, can you physically not stop lying?
Colin, I'm not a liar. Not like Balloon Boy. That boy who lied about being in a balloon. Remember him? Because that was me.
No, it was not.
I'm not lying, okay? They made me take a lie detector test before I came in here. Look.
That is a COVID test.
Hold on, Madonna's calling me.
She's calling you on the COVID test? George, this has to stop. You have to stop lying.
Why? There's no law against lying.
Everything I've said has been the truth. Or my name isn't George Anthony DeValder Santos Kitara Sobraski John Jacob Jinkoheimer Celino and Barnes.
I just don't understand why Republicans won't condemn you. I mean, they promoted you to 2 committee assignments.
Yeah, of course they did, Colin. I'm a team player, and the sport is lies. At least mine are fun. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene's over here saying 9/11 didn't happen. I just said it happened to me.
But Congressman, you know, I'm having trouble hearing you right now. I have a little bit of tinnitus from when I was a drummer in Limp Bizkit.
You were a drummer for Limp Bizkit? That's...
I have to get back to work to my constituents.
Okay, now, before you go, Congressman, there are millions of people watching right now. Is there anything you want to say to them?
Yes, there is.
Regrets? I have none. coming down.
I have a son, he's Harry Styles. Got first place, New York Marathon. I even ran 3 extra miles. I've won every Super Bowl. Don't believe me, check my resume. It's called the Holy Bible. I did it my way.
George Santos, everybody! It's true, I tell you, it's true! All the lies, it's true!
This is what happens when you're a party of Trump. You attract con artists like George Santos. They've tanked 3 successive elections. They spent a week humiliating themselves with the most chaotic speaker vote in a century. 2 of their looniest members got in a fight in a bathroom. 2 others got in a fight on the House floor. And yet another has lied about virtually every aspect of his life. And now Trump is ready to jump back onto Facebook and Twitter, which will only make matters worse. Republicans are going to spend the next 2 years going back and forth at each other like they're on
the Baruch volleyball team.
The thing we have to be careful of, and I always caution myself on this, and I ran into this trouble with Trump, is we cannot mistake absurdity for lack of danger. Because it takes people with no shame to do shameful things.
Yes.
And so I always, and the same thing is going on. Like, there's that Brazilian insurrection, and you could say, like, oh, this is absurd. But in absurdity is where the real danger always is. It's like with Gaddafi. You would see Gaddafi and you'd be like, oh my God, he's dressed like Michael Jackson. What a ridiculous person. And he's like, and I'm developing a nuclear bomb. You're like, oh, absurdity always makes you think something is more benign than it is. I had the same problem. I misjudged Trump because he's so ridiculous. And then you think about, well, the worst people in history have been ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The Hitler mustache. Anybody who would walk out of his house and go like, this is, I think, the best I can do. Like, that's a dangerous person right there.
Look, George Santos defrauded his way into the United States Congress. He has no business being a member of Congress. His only purpose is to be a punchline for late night comedy.
I know. I know. Isn't it great?
George Santos represents America and can vote on wars.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.